My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Stuck in traffic and need to vent? Dial the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Right now, be caller number 13 at 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Korn at Prudential Center on September 23rd. This is from our friends at Live Nation. To purchase tickets, visit livenation.com. All right, BT, here we are again, a year later, but the Jets getting set to kick off their season Monday Night Football in San Francisco. Aaron Rodgers is back. And I got to be honest, like Rodgers himself, I too, a part of me expects greatness. However, the reality is he's a 40-year-old quarterback coming off a significant injury. We haven't seen him play in a year. And maybe I'm wrong for feeling that way, but I'm not looking at Rodgers as anything less than what I saw Rodgers the last time he was healthy and playing for a full season in Green Bay.
Time is moving slow with this one here, buddy.
You just can't wait to get it kicked off.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the obvious thing pertaining to tonight, but it's been the I think I speak for every Jets fan here. It's been the longest, most treacherous football year of my life. I mean, there's been a lot of empty seasons, granted, but at least the empty seasons, emotionally, you could tap out. You know, you come in, all right. You know, maybe Sam can squeeze out a wild card. Maybe Zach could take the next step. Maybe this guy could do that. Maybe Timmy Boyle could spin it. All the nonsense that we try to convince ourselves of. Me in particular, it you know gets hijacked by the reality of oh wow we suck again wow what a stunning development. Last year was just so different because the buildup, and Sal, it wasn't just on opening night. You know, I remember hitting pause on the TV and running to go get the food for the family. I said nobody touches this TV until I walk in the door, and nobody did. And I went to pick up the food, and it was John McEnroe sitting down with Aaron Rodgers, and I'm watching this when I get back, and we're eating, and I'm like, man, and McEnroe's asking him about what would it feel like to win a Super Bowl for the Jets, and Rodgers is embracing it. He's like, yeah, I expect to win. I want to bring, and I'm eating it up. We're eating it up, and then we know what happens four plays, but it wasn't four plays in, but it wasn't just that. It was the whole pursuit. When I say really, this was the longest year football-wise of my life, because it started the rumblings in February, then flying out to California with the Jets contingent, yeah. Then jumping through hoops to make it happen with the Packers, and then, boom, there's just no reward. There's, of course, intrigue. Is he still physically the same? I believe he will be close to it. I'm not really worried about that. And if he is, then that the other questions that need to be answered, like on a lesser level, like is Alan Lazard a scrub all of a sudden, or is he going to be better with Rodgers? The O-line, what does that look like? We all know that this Jets team could do something special, but it's the Jets.
You know, I
gotta see it.
I love the way that you say it about waiting. Like, it feels like it's basically been 2 years. Because last year, you know, we had the offseason and waited for it, and then we didn't get it right out of the gate. And we had to wait a whole nother football season, whole nother offseason, all the talk, and here we are again.
Yeah.
It's basically been 2 years waiting to see Rodgers actually play a game for the Jets.
Well, and think about the only touchdown that he threw in the Giants preseason game. Yeah. Think about how beautiful the throw was. Back shoulder, pile on, Garrett Wilson, I'm there. I'm at the game. I'm like, it's here we go. Listen, I think that there's two ways to attack this. You know which way I'm going to attack it. There's two ways to look at this Jets season. You know, you try to sneak in the back door. Oh, God, nothing good's ever going to happen to us. Oh, why would this be? Forget about that nonsense. Or, I mean, without being, you know, overly egotistical, but at least having a sense like, hey, they've got the horses. Now, you got to make sure that Rodgers stays upright, and that's on the O-line, and that the head coach doesn't mess it up. But I think that this should be... The Jet fans should be projecting confidence. I mean, now I know it didn't happen, but Dolphins almost lost to the Jaguars. The Bills could. I know the Bills could have lost yesterday. Josh Allen's amazing.
New England won. Jets find themselves 0-1 being a baseball.
Yeah, I know. Right, just like that. The Pats going to be the worst. 2-15. Here come the Pats. They win and they beat a good Bengals team. But the Jets will be the only winless team in the AFC East. Watch. But I'm excited. I'm thankful that it's finally here, and I'm hopeful that this is going to be an awesome season.
And more than that, I cannot wait for the game tonight and to finally see this storyline, as you said, play out. But you're going to have a real quarterback. Like, what happened with Rodgers would be bad for any franchise. The expectation, the anticipation, all the excitement, and then to have him go down four plays in would be bad for any franchise, but specifically a franchise that hasn't been in the playoffs in 14 years and one that hasn't been able to find a real quarterback in God knows how long. So, I mean, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick, I guess you want to go back to that, but even that, I mean.
Yeah. You just knew it was borrowed time. He was a transient player at that point, already a couple of the teams. And the irony of that is, you know, with Ryan, that was the best Jets season, I think, ever. I think he set the Jets touchdown record. I think he broke Vinny's record. And that was Todd Bowles' first year. They lost up in Buffalo final week to make the playoffs. But, yeah, I mean, the road is not paved with stellar names. And here's Rodgers, who wanted to be here. Now you got to win some games, dude. We've talked about you for 2 years. Now you got to deliver.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.